Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. The president of the Pontifical Academy for Life has criticized the European Union's decision to continue funding for research on the human embryo. The EU voted for the funding despite opposition from several countries on moral grounds. The EU decision does say that researchers can't destroy a human embryo. However, EU funding of subsequent steps involving stem cells would be allowed. The decision will also allow those who procure embryo, including abortionists, to sell them to researchers. Bishop Elios Gretches said that the decision made no sense in an interview given to Vatican Radio earlier today.
Se l'embrione è quello che è, e cioè un essere umano, noi
Bishop Gretches said that if the embryo is truly human, then we can see that the affirmations of the EU decision are not in harmony. They establish between the one who sells and prepares the stem cells and the one who buys a coincidence of interests, which in fact establishes a complicity, what moral theologians call a collaboration, that is a participation in moral responsibility that's not absent for the one who first produces and selects the embryos and puts them for sale.
Messi in commercio le loro cellule.
In an interview with the magazine Familia Christiana, Cardinal Angelo Sedano, the Vatican Secretary of State, said a peacekeeping force between Lebanon and Israel would have to have the tools necessary for the job. Speaking a day before a summit on the topic here in Rome, he pointed out that there has been a UN force on the Israeli-Lebanese border, and it did not prevent the present conflict.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.